Hey everyone, an audio boo. It is currently a little bit like almost 10 after 9. Sunday the, whatever the heck the date is today. The 3rd of August, 2014, and I kind of wanted to give a brief tour of my living space. I'm in a house that is separated into two separate apartments. I've got a main lounge area and then a door to these apartments. And these individual separate spaces can be closed for privacy. So we've got the bedroom. And then if I keep walking straight in front of me and off to my right is a small hallway leading to another bedroom. I'm going to see if there's a closet over here. For stuff. Doesn't look like it. So I just turned right and I'm walking down this hallway and there's another bedroom with, like, nothing in here. That's a mirror. Sorry. I'm turning back around down the hallway and taking a little bit of a right. And down a narrow hallway, and off to my left here in a second is the bathroom. If I turn right now, immediately in front of me is the dryer, the washer. Everything is accessible. I don't think I'm going to be doing laundry while I'm here. The refrigerator is on my right. We've got a gas stove here on the left. A sink with the dog's food dishes and things. And a dishwasher off to the right of the sink underneath this countertop space. I just realized I have medication here I need to take. Forgot about that. But it's okay. I'll get it in a second. Cupboards with dishes and stuff. I believe it's a dining table. So, this is where I will be staying for the next 4 days. 5.5, maybe. Window. Door leading outside. CCTV. A Braille writer. Computer. Anything in it. There's the garbage. I see a cabinet. I've just turned right. The computer is still on my left, but kind of behind me. I see a cabinet here with a vacuum. And looks like a broom and some other cleaning stuff. This little desk here has a box with some, an empty box. Here's a microwave. No, it doesn't talk, but I see some of the buttons are labeled. Reheat, beverage. I think that's supposed to be defrost, but it says FD. Timer. And then we've got the number pad labeled underneath here. Looks like your standard telephone keypad. Yes, the zero did fall off. I will let her know that. And the start and stop button. Stop label is fine. The start button is starting to fall off too. That label is. So, just your standard microwave. And we're back to the fridge again on the left. With an ice machine. Ice. God, I'm really cold. Okay. Oh, it's got three separate buttons. We've got ice. I don't know what C stands for. Oh, cube maybe? I don't know if it, and then a button for water. And we're back to where we started. So it's a really small space, but it's enough space that I can function without having to worry or, you know, share space, really. I'm kind of not in the mood for sharing my space this week. So here's where I am, and I didn't think it was actually going to be this nice, honestly. I was like, oh my gosh, wow, cool.
4 minutes.
So, yeah, nice little area. I'm going to go off and do some more unpacking. I've just spent the evening chatting with what's her name? With the person who is usually here. Like, there's a staff member out there in the kitchen, or in the main area, but they're not really hovering or babysitting. They're just out there in case there is, like, an emergency situation and they need immediate contact with the school or whatever. But this is generally the area where the kids who are going to be living independently and are learning how to budget and take care of their own things, cook their meals and all that, really come in and put what they've learned to the test by being by themselves. For, I don't know if that's for the whole school year or what, but that's generally how it works. So I'm going to be quiet because I'm going to finish unpacking my stuff and then head off to sleep. Oh, that's where that went. Okay. And I will catch up with you guys later. I hope everyone has a good evening or morning, depending where you are. A day in general, if I don't hear back from people, I'm not expecting messages, but I'm just saying, you know, have a good day. And if you're going out and about, travel safe. And yeah, have a good one, everybody.